Here's a look at the Leisure and Lifestyle File.
Spice up your steaks this summer with some homemade rubs. Four Seasons Resort Whistler chef de cuisine and former Ellen DeGeneres show food stylist Edison Mays joins us with some advice on how to make rubs at home. What sort of flavors and spices go better with what types of meats?
Okay, well, you know, for me, I always say, you know, go with what you eat. And what I mean by that is, you know, say you're working with wild game and you're going to cook boar. And say the boar eats a lot of grass, you know, a lot of herbs and shrubberies and, you know, maybe even some berries. And it has a lot to do with knowing where the product comes from or how the product is raised and treated. And I try to build around that. I try to build with the flavors that the animal's eating. So if it's wild game, I try to go with something that would come out of that region of the forest, you know. So it is an educational process where you do your research and all that good stuff. But, you know, there's an old philosophy that one of my old chefs used to tell me, and he used to say, you know, it goes with what it grows. So if it's growing in the season, then it goes with the season. And it's a real simple, easy philosophy to go with. So you're not trying to bend the rules. You're actually playing within Mother Nature's rules and just looking around and observing and seeing what she's offering you. And you're playing with that repertoire.
How can people make their own custom rubs at home? Do you have any tips for them?
You know, I always say, you know, go with what you know. So if there's certain flavors that you like, start there. For me, I like paprika, I like chili, I like cumin, I like salt, but I don't like iodized salt. I like sea salt. You know, I think it's just more palatable to me rather than, you know, iodized salt, which is just the saline's too high. So, and I like a little bit of sugar, not too much, just a touch to balance it out. But that comes from, you know, the flavors, the dominant flavors I grew up on. And then what comes into play are a lot of the flavors that you come to learn and know as you start tasting different things out there, going to different restaurants. Maybe your curiosity in different flavors. Some are good, some are bad. There's a few spices out there that I first tasted and I was like, well, I don't really care for these too much. And then I taste them with a different component mixed in, and then all of a sudden it's like, wow, this is really, really good. So I always say when you're starting a rub, go with what you know. And always use salt as the flavor enhancer, not the predominant flavor of the palate.
Fair enough. So it sounds like people can get really creative with the rubs, but I'm wondering, are there any spice combinations that are definite no-nos?
For me, there's a particular spice that always threw me off and really challenged me to use it. And that was, I always like to watch salt, believe it or not. A lot of times salt is used too much. For me, if you use too much salt in the product, it actually turns the product into something that is very one-dimensional. You actually want to balance your salt in whatever you're doing and use it as a balance of sugar and salt. Sugar and salt are going to balance your flavor. And then if you want to enhance something, you enhance it with a little bit of heat. So anything that has capsaicin in it, all of your peppers, your chilies, and things of that sort, you know, grab a Scoville chart and it'll tell you the intensity of certain peppers. Those three components to me are key in a rub. So salt, sugar, and heat.
Okay. Is there anything else you want to add?
Yeah, just, you know, when you're out there creating, just remember that food is something that is the same way when you were a kid, and say if you played with in a sandbox or Play-Doh. You used your imagination, and you just let your conscience be your guide. And a lot of times, it'll lead you right, as long as you know that you want to make something good. You may not know where you're going, but I guarantee you, it'll lead you somewhere perfect.
Edison will be sharing his food philosophy when he helps to head up Sidecut, the new steak restaurant at the Four Seasons Resort Whistler. The new restaurant will open in just a couple of weeks.